So thank you very much, John. And now John is going to proceed, and we'll probably have about three more performers before the mini set.
Okay. Great. Whoop. So thank you, Ellen, for holding down the fort. So our next three performers will be Cheryl, Ruth, and John. In a room full of wonderful poets, this is one of my absolute favorites, Cheryl Peralt, and she's going to do us a poem, I'm sure, right? Okay, so Cheryl, step right up to that microphone. Let's hear it for Cheryl Peralt.
Thank you. Good to see all of you and be here. Looking forward to tonight and love what has already happened. And happy birthday, Mary. Oh, let's see. I wrote my first poem about 46 years ago at the age of 8. And it was about spring. And I've been excited about spring ever since, my favorite season. And this is a poem I wrote about spring a few years ago, and it's been a bit neglected in a plastic bin. So I thought I'd take it out today. It's called Herbs and Alleluia. In the tail end of this winter, the ground is now just rugged bitter with remnants of the frozen brown. It begins to crumble with the dragging of our feet. Waiting for March to stroll by, when we can grab our hands and quicken our pace and break into a run even, get us out of this winter climbing of walls. It really gets like that sometimes. It's a good thing we've got our memories, I tell you, as we slog through the dried out garden of herbs standing where the catmint used to be. I look around and suddenly my mind makes it lush and tall and green, and I have to push it back from blocking my walking path while creeping careful, cautious, peering through the spears of mint-soaked green. I become my cat, Cleo. I once saw her rolling right here last summer, her body thrashing, chewing, and writhing in the mint actually made the air turn pungent green in the daydreams it collected as a little cloud it floated upward from her ecstatic intermingling. There she was peering through the grass, all mint infusion, happy smiling at us with her pointy Cheshire teeth. And I think she is purring alleluia. And there was that time in the basil, on this barren place of ground where it was growing so thick and rich last summer. My hand suddenly revives the spot and curls around the dense round green leaves. They remind me of a heart, the one that keeps you alive, the four chambers of basil, pumping out the life force into soil, into the surrounding leaves and flowers and trees, making the birds hum and the bees buzz, realizing we can get so happily addicted to what grows from the planet's fertile womb if we give ourselves permission. And here it is, this lovely smell and taste and being of herbaceous heartbeat lulling us to feel of love and peace. You can almost feel the pull of big downy sheets, this comfort and soft green embrace of basil. But instead, since I can't pull it over me, I cut a sprawling bunch for adding to pasta I will cook this evening. I make plans in my head for the happy sacrifice. Add fresh pressed garlic and smoky mozzarella with the tomatoes I was kindly given from Joe and Annie's garden. I plan to make this for our dinner on this suddenly steamy summer night, and for an appetizer, I pull a piece of off the stem and curl it around my tongue, and I am singing alleluia. And here is where the rosemary is growing. My shoe kicks up a bit of dry stem. How could we have left behind this bit of precious herb on the ground this harsh, cold winter? I pick it up and the ground suddenly becomes alive with sprouting sprigs growing all around up as high as trees. You can just imagine the exotic smell pointing invitational fingers to come closer. Smell harder, close your eyes and simply breathe. Rosemary becomes the tree of life, always, always smelling of earth and incense and glory and wisdom and joy. This woodland shaman is singing gospel sounds in my ears as I take its spindles between my fingers while my soul soars beyond the treetops. I am feeling things that get us through, like hope, sustenance, wisdom, renewal. I feel this fall upon me like a calm, sweet shroud, knowing herbs are now just memories, but knowing spring is coming soon. And now you get a bit of my imagination, just waiting for spring, as I am singing, Alleluia. And here comes spring. Thank you.
That's a good poem for tonight. We're going to get close to 60 degrees by Friday, I think, folks.